I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just over a year ago, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed by an Israeli strike, an event that reshaped power dynamics across Lebanon. Now, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has brought temporary relief to the region. But next door, Lebanon is in a fragile state. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says,
there is an agreement, and everybody, like the whole government now, has decided that Hezbollah needs to disarm, and the international community is for that. And so everything is going towards that end. But at the same time, Hezbollah is not willing to.
Many Lebanese are weighed down by instability and disillusionment. Pray that Lebanon's leaders will act with wisdom to stabilize the country and pray for the church to bring Christ hope and healing. And despite hostility from Marxist guerrillas in Venezuela, a World Missionary Press container arrived in the country this summer, supplying 10 pastors with new tools to preach the gospel. Helen Williams with WMP says,
many of the Christians are first-generation Christians, so there's a great need for the Christians to grow through the word. So what we send for these pastors is for them to be able to evangelize in their region as they can, but also to disciple and strengthen the new believers.
Churches and pastors are energized and have sent videos to WMP thanking them and showing the hunger for the gospel. Please pray for those in Venezuela acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.